From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Colorado, this fall's election marked some victories for foes of hydraulic fracturing. Three communities voted to impose limits on fracking. And next week, the North Denver suburb of Broomfield will launch a recount to decide the fate of another such measure. Oil and gas companies have opposed these new limits, arguing they create an uncertain business environment. We have more from Grace Hood of member station KUNC.
The original vote count in Broomfield felt more like Miami-Dade County circa 2000 than a sleepy Denver suburb.
There'd be enough watchers watching every activity. So one watcher per this area. That's my understanding of the rule.
Here, about two dozen lawyers and other observers invested in the outcome of a proposed five-year fracking moratorium crowded into a windowless room, including Laura Franskovich with the anti-fracking group R. Broomfield.
There are other counties and other cities along the Front Range that have been planning for this for the last year, and we really threw this together in a couple months just because out of total concern about what's going on, we couldn't wait.
But they'll have to wait a bit longer because the closeness of this vote triggered an automatic recount. All of it adds up to a lot of uncertainty for Sovereign Operating Company, which has plans to drill 31 new wells in Broomfield.
It would shut down future operations for new drilling, which is where all of our investment and our activity primarily are focused.
Sovereign Chairman and CEO Thomas Metzger says losing access to the wells could translate into a loss of tens of millions of dollars. Earlier this year, he spent months negotiating an operating agreement with the city and county, which he says exceeds state and federal rules.
Certainly, we are easily a year and a half to 2 years off our schedule, and its economic impact is very substantive.
Banning for some of these smaller companies can be really significant impact.
Tisha Schuler heads up the industry trade group Colorado Oil and Gas Association. Her group is already engaged in a pending lawsuit over a 2012 voter-approved ban in another Colorado town. Schuler says the association right now is weighing its legal options. But for now, overall production across the state will not be affected.
The vast majority, 99.9% of all wells in the state, are still operating in areas unaffected. And so we're going to continue to work to engage our communities.
Hoping to build on the momentum, some environmental groups have said they're considering putting a statewide ban or moratorium on the 2014 election ballot. And that's not welcome news for the Encana Corporation. Community Relations Director Doug Hawk says this year Encana revamped its strategy and workforce to have more of a Colorado focus.
A decision has been made to have a presence here in Denver and in Colorado. And when you have these types of initiatives being bandied about, again, it doesn't create a good business climate.
There's been a lot of talk recently about this changing the conversation, of really changing the dialogue that has been happening between the industry and our stakeholders.
Robin Olson handles external affairs for Anadarko Petroleum Corporation, the second largest operator in the region. She says part of the engagement will take place through a media campaign Anadarko launched through a nonprofit 501c6 organization created before the election. The group is called Coloradans for Responsible Energy Development, or CRED.
This is how the voters in those four communities have told us they feel. How can we take that feedback? How can we take that, learn from it, and be better stewards of our environment?
Olson says Anadarko is committed to making a significant investment in CRED in the coming years, which means Coloradans won't be done hearing about hydraulic fracturing anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood.